starting your own business. I'm not talking about starting another international paper or Best Buys or Gulf Power or Microsoft yet. I'm talking about saying, forget it, I'm going to start my own business. That's what I'm going to do. I'm talking about hanging your shingle out. Looking for something you can do right now. Start for a little or no money, right? For instance, do you have a lawnmower? Start a lawnmower in business. Are you a musician? Can you teach lessons? Teachers are real big at that. Johnny, can you take private lessons during the summer? Johnny, yes. Okay. Are you a musician? Can you teach lessons? Do you have a pressure washer? Can you start a pressure washing business? Do you have a sewing machine? Can you start a sewing? Look, these may be things lying around your house. Can you fix cars? What can you do? Can you fix boats? Can you move furniture? Can you haul trash? Can you walk dogs? Can you babysit? Can you house sit? Can you clean houses? I've done that. Can you clean businesses? I've done that too. The plumber company could use some cleaning. Can you grocery shop for retirees? Look, I'm trying to get you to open your mind. Dream. Grocery shop for retirees. Can you drive retirees around? Johnson's driving retirees around business. Whatever, right? Let your mind go. Think out of the box. Can you start an internet business? This is good for, I get emails all the time after the show from people that have a felony or something. They say, can't get a job. Hey, guess what? Internet business. When I'm buying stuff on the internet, I don't know what religion, sex, color, whatever. I don't know if they went to prison. I have no idea. I just want to buy it, right? Start an internet business. Let your mind go. Think out of the box. You can never go wrong with technology. These Apple iPhone applications, these kids doing these applications and making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Dream a little. There is greatness within the sound of my voice. I know it. Dream. Look around your house. What do you know that someone will pay you for? Let me give you a story. I have a friend of mine in Illinois. He's in the executive search business like me. His business went into the toilet, okay? And he liked to take photographs. So he was taking photographs, you know, his business, trying to keep his business going. The business is slow. He's taking photographs of his kids' sporting events. And one of the parents came up and said, hey, did you take a picture of Johnny there, taking that shot there? Did you get that? Yeah, I did. So next thing you know, he starts selling pictures. So he says, well, you know what, I'll start a website. So he's put a little website up. Well, all the parents could go there and buy their little pictures, right? He's turning a hobby, something around the house that he knew that somebody would pay him for. So we continue this story further. He ends up, I told him one day, we were talking, he was telling me how it was starting to take off. He goes, this thing's starting to take off. I said, look, start submitting those in the newspaper, these sporting events. They can't go everywhere. Some of these little papers start submitting. So he starts getting his byline in all these papers, his pictures, right? He's building a what? A portfolio for what? His new business, his new career. See? His new career, his new business. But I want to warn you on something. Watch who you tell about your dreams and about your ideas. You know the type of people you can tell and the type of people you cannot tell. The right people, they'll encourage you. They'll say, go for it. You can do it. I think you should go for it. Go for it, right? You know the types. The wrong people will say, oh, Mike, you need capital. You can't mow lawns with that lawnmower. Come on. Yeah, you'll break down after the first 3 weeks. Look at that kind of pressure washer. You can't do it. You're competing with businesses that have, you know, hundreds of pressure washers. These companies that clean houses in their businesses, these companies that work with seniors and their needs and whatever, you know, they've been around forever. You're going to compete with people who've been around doing this forever. You don't have a business plan. You've never done a business plan. You've never owned a business. Those are the people you want to tell your dreams to? No. Or my all-time favorite. This is my all-time favorite. And I heard this a lot when I started my business. What? You want to go into that business? Whatever the business is, you pick the business. Here it is. Listen, here it is. Here it is. This is my old-time favorite. Here it comes. Here it comes. You ready for this? That's hard. That's hard. And I say, of course it's hard. What isn't hard? The radio business is hard. The landscaping business is hard. The restaurant business is hard. The construction business is hard. The barber business is hard. The haircutting business is hard. It's all hard. If you're looking for something easy, you'll be looking a while. But let me know when you find something that's easy and you can make a lot of money in it. I mean a lot of money, okay? And please tell me, and we can both do it, right? I won't compete with you. I promise. I won't compete with you. I'll do it in another state. I'll go in Mississippi. I'll go in Florida. But please let me know when you find it, that easy thing, and we'll get started together. Of course, it's not going to be easy. But guess what? You'll be working for you. You're the boss. You could work when you want to work, right? You can work with the people you want to work with and do business with the people you want to do business with. You're the boss. For what I'm talking about today, what this costs to get into these types of businesses, very little, right? Very little, if anything. Really? If you've been laid off, this might be the best thing that ever happened to you. That's how I want you to look at this. This is an opportunity. An opportunity to achieve the great future you've always wanted. See, you can become rich and famous in any field. It doesn't have to be the entertainment field or TV or radio or film or acting or modeling. You can be known as the best landscaper. You can be known as the best moving service locally, nationwide. The best babysitting service in Mobile. The best babysitting service in Daphne. The best boat refinisher worldwide. People can come to you from all over the world to use your services. And they can fly to you wherever you are. The Palomo Company works all over the world. And I'm in little old Fairhope, Alabama. Hello? See, in every business, there's famous people, right? Every business. And you can make your fortune in anything, literally anything. Think about it. Mary Kay, Dave Thomas, hamburgers, Kate Spade, purses, Wayne Huizenga, trash, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, the Google guys, the Yahoo guys, the eBay guys. You get the idea? So, if you're having a hard time finding work, and you do not want to relocate or move to another rat race position for a corporation, look for something you can do now that people will need. The types of business we're talking about take little or no money to start. Now, if you have something that will take a little bit more money to start, then you're going to have a lot of choices there too, right? But you know, one of the things about that is I want you to work there first. I want you to work there first. I want to start a bakery. Oh, you do? Okay. Can you get up at 3:30 in the morning? Oh, really? They have to get up that late, early? In other words, go work at the bakery first before you try to get a bakery going, okay, people? Always work at the business that you want to buy into or get into. But you have choices now. You have the small business associations. They're giving loans under the stimulus package, right? They are. The VA, if you're a veteran, they'll help you out with building a business plan. They're private investors that can also help you out. You'll be surprised what you can receive if you just ask the right people. Remember the givers, takers, negotiators from earlier. They may help with the money. And really, at this point in time, they have absolutely nowhere to put it right now, really. I mean, these people have nowhere to put their money. And they believe in what you're going to do. They know you. They believe in you. Then maybe they'll invest in you, right? You never know unless you ask. And that's where networking comes in. That's where the networking comes in we just talked about. So you got givers, takers, negotiators. I want you to start, if you're having a hard time right now in the job market, look around your house. I know what these things pay, these alterators that do sewing and all these services that we pay for on a daily, monthly basis at our house. And you can find something that's right there that people will pay you for your knowledge of what you can do for them. That is your Career Insider's tip of the week.